Lord a shout of breakthrough. Amen. Please be seated in God's presence. Very shortly, the word of the Lord is going to be coming our way this morning. God has remembered us again in Winners Chapel International, New York. Every time there is a need for a shift, God always sends help. In Ezra chapter 4, verse 23 and 24, the work of the Lord ceased by force and by power. And in chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, the prophet Haggai and the prophet and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, even unto them. Then rose up Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Joshadak, and began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem. Everything that is done in your life, done in my life, done in this church shall be built up. God has remembered us again to send the son of the prophet to come and help us again in this church. We are highly privileged of God this morning to have our father in this location. Shout hallelujah. Some of us that are new, we might not know him, but I've been following this man since 2006 when I knew him. I just saw him in Canaan land, and I love this man. And all of a sudden, they showed the name, Joseph Ajibade. I said, he even bears my name. I said, I would like to be like him. And believe me, that time I was a brother. I was nowhere close to being a pastor. But today, the grace is flowing. The one-on-one contact we had was in the convention, I think 2013 or so, 2014. That was the first time he came to America. And coincidentally, I was attached to him. At one of the workshops here, I said, oh, praise the Lord, this is the grace I've been trying to connect to. So I tapped everything I could tap. And God kept the connection. When I was to leave Houston, Texas in 2016, to go and serve with my father in Nigeria, he was the same one that came to pour the blessing of God upon my life. Shout hallelujah. And now when I returned back to New York, it was the same one that I took over from this same altar, and he blessed me. Has the work been working? Has it been working? Yeah. All right. So this money for God sending him, God has sent him for a next level. Don't be afraid. God has not sent him to move me to somewhere else. He has just sent him to reinforce the work in this place. So relax. Hallelujah. This morning, we are highly privileged of God. And are you excited to see mommy walking to the altar? Shout hallelujah. We are highly privileged of God to have Pastor Joseph Ajibade and Pastor Mrs. Joy Ajibade. This morning, your life will never remain the same again. It was explosive here on Wednesday. This morning, it shall be more explosive. Give the Lord Jesus joy and a clap offering as we welcome Pastor Joseph Ajibade as he brings the word. Make it louder for Jesus.
Come on. Come on, give God a shout. It woke you up this morning. Are you excited it woke you up this morning? Are you happy it woke you up this morning? Your two hands, your two legs, jump on your feet and square.
Glory be to God in the highest.
Amen. Give him glory.
Glory be to God in the highest.
Come on! Give him praise and give him thanks. Come on, glory! is enduring forever. Lift your hands to him. Come on. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Come on. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercy is enduring forever. Amen. For January till November till December, he has done us well. One more time, lift your hands and your voice. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Is and your
right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and your voice and just give him thanks for all he has done. He crowns the year with his goodness. He causes our path to drop fatness. We can't thank him enough. We can just keep thanking him some more. Mariamos Agatama. If you have lost anything, God, this is why you have not lost everything. Ampalana. Not of him that willeth, not of him that runneth. But God has shown us mercy. He has shown us kindness. He has shown us his goodness. Openiamana. We give you thanks and praise. Alta Balana, thank you. Ask him, Lord, speak into my life this morning. Ask him, Lord, speak my life to the next level this morning. Manamo Shaga, Antoma, ask him to make this an appointment with destiny for you. Apokatena Molata Baraka Zokataya, we give you praise. He came from heaven to earth to show us the way from the earth to the cross. My debt you paid from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the skies. Lord, I lift your name. Come on, one time. He came, he came, he came, he came from heaven to earth to show us the way from the earth to the cross. My debt you pay from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Oh yes, Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Come on, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Come on, come on, I lift your name on
high.
Wave your hands to him. Oh yes, Lord, I lift your name on high. Oh yes, Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Father, thank you. They looked unto you and their faces were lightened. They were never put to shame. You have never asked the seed of Jacob to seek you in vain. Lord, shine your light upon our lives here this morning. Do in our midst what you alone can do. Give everyone miracles of the last minute. Flood this camp with testimonies today. Cause the year to end well for everyone. And the loudest amen has a large miracle today. Thank you, mighty God. Do what you alone can do. And we vow to give you all the glory. Somebody said for an encounter, give God a shout of praise. Please be seated. Hallelujah. I have dominion. And I take dominion. Congratulations. By the privilege of God, the leadership of this great commission, particularly in the person of the prophet and the apostle over this house, I'm here with my wife to be once again a part of this Winners Chapel International family here in New York City. Truly, from the testimonies I had again this morning, it's a home of signs and wonders. From the word I had this morning, God's presence is here. From what I've seen at work here, it's evident. What's answered in Canaan land is answered here in multiplied dimensions. And the greatest joy is that everybody's looking so wonderful, looking so glorious. Hallelujah. For the man of honor, the man in honor over this house, doing a great work, let's celebrate him. Our pastor, great grace, great strength, great fire. His birthday was yesterday, so he has entered next levels already. Everyone under the strength of God at this altar from now, like never before, your story will keep changing. Your level will keep changing. Shiloh 2019. How many came back with breaking limits encounters? I declare the loudest amen will answer for you from now. Remember, God's servant said, it's not over yet. It's double honor. We have entered breaking limits. The testimonies are showing already. I mean, how can somebody say he hasn't gone to Nigeria since 30 years and now has gone and say, you will never recognize me again? She has broken limits. She has entered next levels. What eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, what men have never imagined, the loudest amen is going back home with you from now. And he said, listen, dominion is not over yet. Anything can still happen. God still has so many in his back pocket. Hallelujah. We have never had praise, thanksgiving twice in the same year. It's only one pillar every month. Only one pillar every month. Only one pillar every month. And God said, it was instructed. God's servant said, it was instructed by the Lord to take us through another dimension of thanksgiving and praise this month to prepare us for what 2020 has in store for you. Come on, by your celebration this month. Somebody's story is changing in the name of Jesus. Somebody's level is changing in the name of Jesus. December 2019 will end well for you. The loudest amen has the largest testimony. Say with me the theme of this month, thanksgiving, key to fulfillment of prophecy. One to go. The loudest you can. Look up the screen. One to go. Thanksgiving, key. You can't have the key and be begging at the door. Life answers to keys. Destiny answers to keys. You can never have the key in your hand and be prophesying over your car. No matter how spiritual you are, it's time to go home. If you don't pick up your key and respect that key, car will not follow you home. You get to the car and say, car, I prophesy, move home now. He said, no way. I answer to key. And what is key? K-E-Y. Keep educating yourself. What is key? K-E-Y. Keep educating yourself. As far as fulfillment of prophecy is concerned, when you know what to do, prophecy must answer in full. Key. K-E-Y. Keep educating yourself. Every spiritual insight answers to spiritual understanding. Every spiritual virtue answers to spiritual understanding. Every spiritual virtue answers to spiritual understanding. Colossians 1:9, spiritual understanding is key. Proverbs 21:16, he that wanders away from the path of understanding will end up in the congregation of the dead. Get understanding, get knowledge, get illumination. Every devil will bow to you. Fulfillment of prophecy, keep educating yourself. prophecy must not fail. It mustn't return void. What God has said must answer for you. I'm not hearing a lot of amen from somebody. Keep educating yourself. You want to see the fullness of the blessing? Romans 15:29. The fullness of what God has for you? Romans 15:29. Get on key with thanksgiving. God is not a man that he should lie. He's not the sort of man that he should repent. He cannot lie. Numbers 23:19. For God to lie is an impossibility. He's not a man that he should lie. He cannot lie. Titus 1:2. What he said is committed to make it happen. I prophesied to someone. Everything you had at Shiloh that's not yet answered must answer with speed this week. I'm saying everyone you are going from here today, your first major evidence of breaking limits that answered in Shiloh, a loud amen will land in your hand in the name of Jesus Christ. He cannot lie. Psalm 89 verse 34, God says, I'm a covenant keeping God. When you know what to do and do what I say, I'm committed to perform it. God is committed. In John 2:5, wine finished. Everything finished. And Jesus God simply said, whatever I tells you to do, just do it. And verse 11 says, that was the beginning of miracles. We are going from here into miracles today. I'm not hearing a lot of amen if you're there. So we must understand individually. Everything God has packaged for us in the moment of prophecy, for there to be completion. We must seek understanding individually of everything God has packaged for us in this prophetic family to see the fullness of the blessing. Understand individually. That's why step by step all through this month, God is giving us understanding, because every good thing you are looking for is rooted in understanding. David said, Psalm 119, verse 144, give me understanding and I shall live. Give me understanding, I'll be better. Give me understanding, I'll live greater. In Proverbs 13:15, good understanding procureth favor. Good understanding will open up your life. We have been thanking God before, but God has commanded another level of thanksgiving this December. I'm not hearing an amen from somebody. Because what you didn't see from January till now, the next 7 days will land for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm not hearing a lot of amen. And that's why this morning, the resident pastor started us with a teaching line, understanding the power of thanksgiving. Great potential in thanksgiving. Understanding the power in thanksgiving. And Jesus gave us unusual insight in this truth. Like I said in the first service, he knew that no matter what anything the devil is doing, whatever he's trying to shake, his last card is death. He came to kill, to steal, and to destroy. John 10:10. That means don't let anything intimidate you. Anything devil, this is last card. And in Hebrews 2:14-15, Jesus went for that last card and cleared it. Hebrews 2:14-15. He went to death and hell. He said he became particles of flesh and blood. And went that he might destroy him that had the power of death, even the devil. And 15, and to deliver everyone from the yoke of bondage. He went and made sure that last card. What happens next? After last card, what happens? Check out, that's it. Check out. After last card, what happens? Satan is checked out of your life now. He knew that's the last card. And that one day he's going to walk off from this earth saying, announcing that this devil matter and his joker is finished. John 19:13. He declared, gave up the word, said, it's finished. Don't let any devil matter intimidate you. It's cleared already. So he said prophetically, one day is coming. John 5:25. Even the dead in the grave shall hear the voice of the Son of God and live. Somebody's going from here with brand new eyes.
is going from here with brand new kidneys. Going from here with brand new livers. Whatever they call dead in your life, scream aloud, amen, is jacking back to life now. That day is coming, said prophetically. And it answered in Lazarus, John 11, 41 to 44. That prophecy answered, saying to us, anything that you have heard as prophecy, with thanksgiving, it will answer in full. What next must I do? There are still a few outstanding things for the year. God said, give me thanks. Intense thanksgiving. Let your thanksgiving be intense. Let your thanksgiving be intentional. Let your thanksgiving be in full. The last minute miracle will answer for you. Let your thanksgiving be intense. Let it be intentional. Let it be quick. Let it be prompt. Let it be in full. Let it be adequate. No devil can stop your portion. I'm not hearing you. Amen. I mentioned on Wednesday when I spoke, if you don't do it intentionally, you will forget. Deuteronomy 6:12. And you take it for granted, you'll be grounded. If you don't consciously give him thanks. He said, look, Deuteronomy 6:12. Beware lest thou forget to celebrate the one that brought you to where you are. When you do something good for you in the office, do something good for you in the family, you better go celebrate it. Am I talking? Consciously give them thanks. They say, that's a good guy. When next he comes, he asks for one, give him three. When they now have to appeal to you and encourage you, like, hello, did you get my hello? Okay, thank you. He said, don't bother. That means next time you come, you will get nothing. When you overwhelm him with thanks, I tell people when they say you don't mention, you better mention it like 12 times. I say, thank you. He said, no, don't mention. I say, I'm saying thank you. Are you not hearing my thank you? Say your neighbor two words, thank you. For being my friend, for being my pastor, for being my, just say something to your neighbor, thank you. Thank you for being there. Just thank you. Just thank you. Just thank you. Don't ever underestimate the power of those two words. Thank you. What happened? Your neighbor carried a broad smile. Yes or no? When I came, I tried to remember this one or two Spanish that I remember that I learned here before I left. Since I was, people were doing all kinds of things in the hotel, and I had to appreciate them somehow. So I remembered, Dios te mendiga. I didn't know, eh? And when I say that one, it meant something to them. You'll say, amen. So everybody values appreciation. I don't know what that one means, but he answered well. Everybody values appreciation. How much more the Almighty God? So we're looking at the commission closely this morning, and then using that to pay a stir up thanksgiving in our lives. Why are we giving thanks this morning? One, for the continuous growth of this church, that is a proof of the hand of God. With addition to the work and the glory of God everywhere. Additions everywhere. There's proof of the continuous growth of this church. You look everywhere. 1 Corinthians 3:6. The God of increase is resident here. Say loud amen. Everywhere you go, north, south, east, or west, the God of increase is here. He will increase you. He will enlarge your coast. He will change your story. I'm not hearing you loud, amen. In Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19. Jeremiah 30, verse 19. I'll multiply them, it shall not be few. I'll glorify them, it shall not be small. This last Shiloh was the best Shiloh ever. Did you see that happen here in New York? Every day kept growing in my station. Kept growing. Crowds everywhere. We get more chairs. 2,000 more chairs. They fill them up. And then another 1,000 chairs. And they kept filling them up. Morning and evening, kept filling them up. Till we had no more space. It was the best ever. 60% more than we ever saw last year. Everywhere was teeming. And we saw you on the screen. We were greeting you. Didn't answer us. New York, how were you? New York, we're greeting you. Answer us now. We're greeting you all through Shiloh. For the growth we are seeing everywhere. Why? God increases. In Acts 2:47 said, praising God and having favor with other people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as to be saved. Everywhere there is God at work, there's growth. There's enlargement. That means you, as long as you are in this God's kingdom, you can never be stagnated in life. So we are thanking him for the increase. And once we thank him, he will do more. Say the loudest amen. This commission, like we have kept hearing 300 people at the beginning, but one thing that has kept it going. Father, I thank you. You gave us 10 today, I thank you. 20 will come next week. Father, I thank you. 15, 30 will come next week. I thank you. It'll soon become 100. Whatever you have in your hand is good enough, you can just think enough. He has done all things well. He has left nothing undone. He said, yet, even if they look like nothing has happened, I will still rejoice in the Lord my God. Has God done you well at all this year? Your two hands, your two legs, let your amen be the loudest one. So we are praising him and thanking him for all he has done. We have never been stagnated in this church. Globally. I mean, think about God saying to us by his word, 5,000 churches in 1 year. In 1 year, he has done it. He has done it. The loudest amen stagnation is causing everyone's life here today. Come on, lift your two hands and shout, thank you, Jesus. Number two, we are thanking him for the sent word. We have never lacked the word. The word is behind the healings, behind the deliverances. When God speaks, everything hears, animate or inanimate. We shared as a testimony in Canaan this morning, a family came to Shiloh. Everybody blasted with HIV. Man, wife, two children. And they came to the meeting. And God's servant sent by a word, whatever followed you here shall not go back home with you. That's it, they shall not go back home with you. And they jumped at that word. And by the time Shiloh ended, HIV cleared. Everybody cleaned out by the power in his word. For the word of God is alive and full of power. Hebrews 4:12 is able to pierce and divide asunder the bone and the marrow. The deepest one that X-ray cannot see, the world will undo it. So every time, Psalm 107 verse 20, he sends his word heals them and delivers them. It cleans them out. So there is no case that his word cannot repair. If it cannot repair it, he'll recreate it. If it cannot recreate it, he will repackage it. Somebody's going back home with a testimony today. I'm not hearing your loudest amen if you're there. Number three, what are we thanking God for? We thank God for all the dead raised back to life in our midst through the workings of Jesus. Know it. If he said, I am the resurrection and the life. Revelation 1:18. I'm he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. And have the keys of death and of hell. If he says, I am the resurrection and the life, he is the one that brings the dead back to life. Lazarus came back after 4 days. That means he was properly dead first day, second day, third day, fourth day. Dead, dead. Am I talking? Dead, properly dead. He still came back to life. Whatever they have called dead in your life, in your organs, God will reconstruct it now in Jesus' mighty name. Resurrection power, bring it back to life in the name of Jesus. Receive brand new eyes, brand new limbs, brand new liver, brand new kidney, brand new internal organs in the name of Jesus. Because God will always confirm his word. Mark 16:20. Luke 5:17, he was preaching the word and they were getting healed. But Luke 6:17, they came to hear and to be healed. The dead will hear the voice. John 5:25. And they shall live. So with the sent word, with the word at work in this place, nothing is permitted to die. Can I hear a loud amen? There is no close case with God. In Ezekiel 37, verse 12 to 14, he said, I will open up your graves. That's the God of this commission. Open up your graves. I will open up your graves. Prophesy. He said, I will open up, oh house of Israel, I will open up your graves. So there is nothing. Jesus was buried. He came back after 3 days. You are coming out. I say, you are coming out. I say, you are coming out. That means wherever they have abandoned you, when next they go and check you, they will not find you there anymore. Come on, lift your two hands and shout aloud, amen. We are thanking him for all the resurrections in this family. Family resurrection. We heard that testimony at Shiloh, Cross River State. And the brother, after they prayed kingdom advance prayer, the brother rushed to Calabar and then saw the man was already bound for days. Jesus Christ is here. Rise up. Jesus Christ that Bishop Odeku serves is here. Rise up. And the man rose up. Hallelujah. A loud amen. This week, in your family, there shall be resurrection. In your health, there shall be resurrection. Over your finances, there shall be resurrection. Open up graves now in the name of Jesus. I'm not hearing your loudest amen. And there shall be no more death. Revelation 21, verse 3 to 5. No more tears, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more death. In your family, the rest of this year, you will bury no one. You will not bury anyone in your family this year. I say you will end the year glorious in the name of Jesus. I'm not hearing your loudest amen if you're there. A man had come to Shiloh, marriage dead. Nothing was working. Nothing was working. But he had the word. As you go from here, the fastest your marriage destiny will open up. And then God will give to you what you alone can do. He went from that Shiloh, expecting the resurrection in his marital destiny. February, he met the woman. A relationship started. And they got married. And the Holy Ghost moved fast. Not only were they married, but by the end of the year when we were coming to Shiloh, the wife could not come. Because not only did marriage come, but conception came. Not only conception came, babies came. When he was going to tell his testimony, he testified of four. Is that not resurrection? I speak to somebody, the loudest amen. Whatever looked like was not working, the loudest amen will start working from now in the name of Jesus Christ. Number four, what are we thanking God for? For all the signs and wonders recorded in this commission. Till date. All the signs and wonders, all the miracles, God confirming his word to the glory of his name. Every service in this church globally, there must be testimonies. In Acts 14, verse 3, Acts 14, verse 3, long time, about days, speaking boldly in the Lord. He gave testimony to the word, to the word of his grace and caused signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Anywhere that you go to Winners Chapel globally is the word, the word. And what follows the word? A miracle. What follows the word? A miracle. What follows the word? A testimony. I'm here speaking to somebody here. The kind of testimony your family has never seen. Between now and Christmas, it must land for you. Everything about Winners is a miracle. Amazing ones. I mean, a lady came with no conception for a long one. Miscarriage and that miscarriage, and then came to God, to Shiloh, came to a service, and the word went forth. And whatever you have as shame, God will give you double. So she conceived miraculously. And when it was delivery time, she got there, okay, you're ready? Push! And one baby came out. And doctor said, okay, madam, we're done, we're gone, we're done, we're going. He said, no, my bishop said double. He said, madam, we're done. Can you see the baby? He said, we're done. He said, no. My bishop said, double. In frustration, the doctor said, okay, now push. Bam. Second baby came. Maria Moshakatona, I prophesy. Whatever Satan wants to rob you off, whatever is that double portion he wants to rob you off, whatever is that miracle he wants to rob you off, whatever he wants to take from you, I declare, within the next 7 days, there shall be full delivery for you. Take it in the name of Jesus. Take it in the name of Jesus. Take it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in Jesus' name. Don't take no for an answer. That's the Winners family. Don't take no for an answer. God can manufacture a miracle out of anything. That sister said, she came to Pastor Ajayi. Oh, that's many that I'm afraid of this exam. He prayed and she went and finished the exam of 6 hours in 2 hours. How many had that testimony? And she passed the exam. That's Winners Chapel for you. I prophesy what eyes have not seen. Nobody passes there. Nobody gets. I say what eyes have not seen. What ears have not heard. What men have never imagined. This week it shall answer for you. Others may have lost, but you're getting back to win. Others may have been torn down, but you're going to take what belongs to you. Listen. And I'm speaking under the ocean of the Holy Ghost. Luke 18 verse 27. Luke 18 verse 27. Bible says very directly, it might be impossible with men. A It might be impossible with men. The things which are impossible with men begin to scatter around your life now. Impossible with men, impossible with doctors, impossible with lawyers, impossible with the judge, impossible with your generation. I declare the loudest amen, this which shall be possible with God. Take it in the name of Jesus. The God we serve is a performer God. It might be impossible with man, but with God, all things are possible. That's the winner's family. That's what we are thanking God for. He's a performer God. He's a fulfiller God. He's an accomplisher God. Wave your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Make it louder. Thank you, Jesus. Make it the loudest. Thank you, Jesus. Scream, thank you, Jesus. Number five, what are we thanking God for? For diverse fulfillment of prophecies in our camp. Prophecy answers here with speed. The hand of God came upon Elijah. He outran the chariots of Ahab. Somebody's going to somersault to divine speed this week. 1 Kings 18:48. The hand of God came. So when God speaks, his hand goes to perform. 1 Kings 8:15. While he spake with his mouth, his hand goes out to perform. And that hand came upon Elijah. He outran. Into Maria, you have been waiting for so long. I speak by prophecy. Overtaking is permitted. What you have been waiting for, waiting is wasted. Waiting is wasted. Waiting is wasted. I declare this week, overtaking will answer for somebody. Overtaking will answer for some family. Overtaking will answer for some destiny. Take it now in the name of Jesus. Take it now in the name of Jesus. Take it now in the name of Jesus. Have you not heard? God's servant said, the prophets were there helping them. I stand on this altar. And I declare by prophecy, O Pagatoma, whatever ground that Winner's Chapel, New York may have lost, I declare starting from now, you shall gain speed. Yeah. You are galloping to the next levels. Yeah. Spiritually to the next levels. Material to the next levels. Material to the next level. Yeah. Canaan land, we answer here from now. Yeah. Canaan land, we answer here from now. Yeah. Like never before, Canaan land, we answer here from now. Yeah. Like never before, Canaan land, we answer here from now. Like never before, Canaan land, we answer near from now. You are entering multiple services from now. Multiple testimonies from now. Multiple breakthroughs from now. Scream aloud, amen, you are the first partaker. Every door that has closed against you must open now. I'm not hearing your amen, oh. Everywhere they have rejected, they must send for you now. Whatever you have been struggling to get, take it in the name of Jesus. From today, every negative handwriting against your life, against your family, against your destiny, against your children, a screaming amen, it is canceled. It is canceled. It is canceled. It is canceled. Jump on your feet and scream. Lift up your voice and declare, I belong to this prophetic family. I have a heritage in this prophetic family. My own part in this pact must answer to me from now. Make it louder, I belong to this prophetic family. I have a heritage in this prophetic family. I have a portion in this prophetic family. My part in this pact must answer in full. Father, I thank you. Lift up your voice and begin to give him thanks. I have an inheritance in this prophetic family. A generational inheritance. A transgenerational inheritance in this prophetic family. It must answer. I must produce after my roots. I'm not a stranger here. I'm not an orphan here. I have a heritage in this prophetic family. On Katanamaya, Elgasunamania, give him thanks and praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The loudest amen. This week, they will knock at your door and give you a change of story. This week, they'll knock at your door and give you a change of story. Every day this week, your phone will be ringing. It shall be good news. It shall be famous. It shall be testimonies. It shall be promotions. Amen. The
the Lord has ever received.
Please be seated. If you are not saved, you are not safe. If you are not born again, you'll suffer again. If a man be in Christ, a new creature, all things are passed away. Wherever you are, you want to surrender your life to Jesus afresh, you want to rededicate your life, I pray for you specially. Lift your right hand. I want to just pray with you. I want to become brand new today. God bless you. I want a new beginning. God, open a new chapter for me. Rise to your feet, wherever you are. I'm tired of where I am. I want a better life. I want a greater life. Rise to your feet, wherever you are. Pick your bag and Bible. Come to this front here. I want to pray with you. Come to the front here. He said, if you are not ashamed of me in public, I'll never be ashamed of you. Just come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come and surrender.
I surrender.
Keep coming.
I surrender.
My brother, lift up your right hand and say, Lord Jesus. Say with me, Lord Jesus. Say it loud, Lord Jesus. Today, I surrender. I confess all my sins. Forgive me my sins. Blood of Jesus, deliver me today. From today, I decide and I declare Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. Make me completely brand new. And I'll serve you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength. Thank you, Lord. I am born again in Jesus' name. I pray for you now. Father, let the miracle of salvation answer for these ones. Make them completely brand new. Let all things pass away and let all things become new. I call you blessed. Jesus' mighty name. Look at me. A new chapter has opened for your life from today. You have become brand new. Please, we have some special attention for you. Follow these pastors. They will attend to you. Congratulations. Church, are you clapping? Bigger for the Lord. Bigger for the Lord. Come on, give God a shout of praise. In a moment, we're going to partake of the communion. At the communion table, I sit down for a minute. We are empowered to live like Christ. Jesus was an addicted thanksgiver for what he saw ahead, for the joy he saw ahead. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. He endured the cross. He despised the shame. He rejoiced his way to glory. Addicted thanksgiver. All things work together for my advantage. Anything they say is too small, I say, bring it. Father, I thank you. It can't work, I say, bring it. Father, I thank you. Addicted thanksgiver. Remember, thanksgiving is appreciating God for where you are on the way to where you're going. Appreciating God for wherever you are on the way to where you're going. You may not have what they have, but you have something that's going to make all the difference. Where you are on the way to where you're going. You may not be who they are, but know it. What you are crying for, you don't have, is somebody's prayer point. You may not yet be what they are. But first, life is a gift. Life is a gift. Cherish it. Life is a gift. Your breath is a gift. Don't mock him. Don't despise it. Celebrate it. That's why Jesus said, if you can eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have my kind of life, and I will raise you up at the last day. So as you take this meal, get ready for a fresh inoculation of grace for thanksgiving, a battle of thanksgiving. Complain and murmuring must die here today. As you take the meal, remember the flesh swallows up every devil. So as you take it, whatever is moving in your body shall be swallowed up. Whatever is that sickness shall be swallowed up. When you take the meal, it neutralizes every poison. Whatever name the doctor calls it shall be neutralized now. I'm not hearing you, amen. It's divine manna, meal from heaven. You are partaking of divine nature to live like him. Complain and murmuring will die your life here today. And as you drink the blood, remember, the life of the flesh is in the blood. Leviticus 17, 11. I'm taking divine life. I'm taking eternal life. Rise to your feet. Stretch your hands here. Lord, see what's straightforward. Come forward quickly. Announce, I am partaking of the flesh and blood of Jesus. The nature of Christ. The life of Christ. The person of Christ I receive today. Lift up your voice and renew your eternal life package this morning. Renew your eternal life package with Jesus this morning. I'm coming out of naturality to embrace my supernaturality. I'm coming out of my humanity to embrace divinity. I must live like him. I must talk like him. I must walk like him. I must celebrate like him. No complaining, no murmuring, no sorrow, no pain. Lift up your voice and take your divine health. Take your divine strength. Take longevity this morning. I must see my children in soundness of health. Everything tampering with your organs, declare them canceled today. Brand new internal organs by this divine meal. Thank you and thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Jesus, as we take this meal, he came to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life. Eternal life, we answer for everyone here today. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Anything contrary shall be swallowed up. Be blessed. Please be seated, partake together. Complaining is cursed. Murmuring is shattered. Only a brand new life. Choir, let's sing.
Have you heard what the Lord has done? He has destroyed the works of Satan. He has given the victory. That's why we sing. Hallelujah. Come on, sing.